talking with former Congressman Jim Nussel. Congressman, interesting times we live in, most certainly with the Republicans taking control of the House just this week. You were indicating in the presentation over at the hotel that we're really at a point right now, some real crossroads, some major decisions have to be made about how we go forward with money.
There's no question that the fiscal issues facing our country are as challenging, as dire, as vexing as we've probably ever seen them. The amount of debt that our nation is carrying, the challenges for the budget, the fact that last year there wasn't a budget for the federal government, and moving into this year with a new Congress, which is split in the House and Senate, and of course the White House over exactly how to move forward. We saw today the president suggesting boldly, I think, that the Pentagon needs to be on the table for discussions of savings and even outward cuts. I think the Republicans in Congress, you'll see them do the same thing, that they're going to begin going through department by department, program by program, and hopefully even entitlement by entitlement, and look for ways to reform, reduce, and even outright eliminate wasteful Washington spending.
At this point, you indicated that one of the first real tests of what we're going to be doing is this debt ceiling vote.
Yeah, I mean, the debt ceiling vote used to be this kind of boring, almost ministerial thing. It was like going into your banker and getting an extension of the loan, operating loan you had last year. And it was basically nothing that anyone paid much attention to until, A, it got really big, and B, we started borrowing a lot of money from foreign countries, foreign entities, such as China, as an example. And it became kind of almost a leverage point for both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, to try and get something out of the other. Well, this year is going to be very much like that. The debt ceiling will be hit probably somewhere in March or April, according to the Treasury Department, and there will need to be some definition of an extension. Not because anyone's wasting any money, but just because the bonds have come due, we need to extend that. So there's a ministerial part to this, but then there's a political part to this. And what leverage will one side try and get out of the other will be interesting to watch and very telling for the future, whether it's agriculture programs, tax policy, or even for that matter, trade policy.
So what does this mean for Mr. Lucas and the Ag committees as they try to think about late 11, early 2012, writing a new farm bill?
I think both Lucas and Stabenow, for that matter, both in the House and the Senate, have got their work cut out for them. They need to be creative. You can't any longer, I think, go into the farm bill debate saying, well, how did we do it last time? And what little things do we need to change from how we did it last time to what we need to do moving forward? They may want to consider starting completely over and asking the question, how do we want to position the United States in the next 50 years, possibly? Not just tomorrow and next year and the next growing season, but the next 50 years as we wrestle with food and fiber and fuel issues for the planet, not just for the United States. And how do we best position American agriculture, our farmers and our ranchers, and our value-added products to best be able to achieve that? And if they move in that direction, I believe that they will come up with a much better policy than one that just says, hey, let's kind of work off last year's draft, because frankly, I don't think last year's draft is going to get it done anymore.
Will we have a farm safety net coming out of this debate then?
Well, we need to. I think most in Congress recognize that there needs to be. I mean, it's a security issue. It really is. And I hope people understand that they don't get their food from the grocery store. They get it from the farmer. And if the farmer isn't there, if the land isn't there, if it isn't productive, if they don't have the resources, then if we don't have a future, then the security of our country is in jeopardy the way it is in a number of other areas, such as energy policy. So I believe policymakers understand that, but if it's just a special interest grab for more direct payments, I think you're going to see Congress balk at that, and for that matter, the American people through their electorate will balk at that as well.